we're definitely excited about the season. It's go time now. It's not you can prepare for the games as though you're playing the entire game, which we will be. And as far as the preseason goes, it's kind of tough to get up for a game that you know you're going to be coming out at the end of a quarter. So it's exciting.
Talk about going on the road to Philly. I mean, if you want to start with a tough place on the road, Philly would be it. Right?
Yeah, tough environment, hostile environment, but. A great challenge for our ball club, and I think that we're up for it. You know, our preparation is underway, and we're trying to do everything that we can as far as preparing to be successful, put ourselves in position to be successful on the road.
Brett, how excited are you about this offense, the way you guys play in the preseason, starting off the season, what you guys can do?
Oh, well, we're very excited. But even putting aside of what we did in the preseason, just the fact of knowing our personnel and what we're capable of accomplishing this year, the goals that we have for ourselves, the standards that we hold each other to, it's definitely going to be an exciting year if we can all stay healthy and know our roles and make plays when our numbers are called, because there are a lot of numbers to be called.
Hey, what do you want to establish as soon as you guys get out there?
Well, number one, we want to establish a drive, number one, and sustain drives, move the ball, be more methodical in our drives, but at the same time, be explosive. You know, a lot of times you can have a drive that seems too quick. You really don't get into a rhythm because you can be almost too explosive, and you kind of hurt your defense that way at the same time. But, you know, we want to be kind of both ways. We want to be able to hold the ball when we need to hold the ball, run a great four-minute offense, and at the same time be explosive when we need to be explosive.
With all the weapons that you guys have on offense, you guys all want back. Hey, I'm open. I mean, is it tough to spread the ball?
Oh, yeah. We're always open. We're always open. That's the bottom line. We're always open. But, no, it's a unique situation because we got a lot of unselfish guys. Yeah, you have to be selfish somewhat, but because you want to make that play. And with the kind of guys we have on offense, we know and we understand that any one of us can make the plays. And it's just a matter of time when your number's getting called and it's your turn. So be ready.
The outside thing is that this defense, the young secondary, would get enough practice, enough reps against an offense like your guys to handle any other type of offense. When you guys are in practice, do you test that secondary to make sure that they're game ready as well?
Definitely. I think it goes both ways. You know, we're trying to get them ready. They're trying to get us ready. We feel like we have a lot of weapons on offense that they can gauge where they are by our performance and how they perform against us, and we feel the same way. You know, they have some great guys on the defense side of the balls, and, you know, we're trying to gauge where we're at by picking up their blitzes and the different things that Dom throws at us or that the look team throws at us from a Philly standpoint, scouting look. But we're definitely trying to improve as a team, helping each other out with the scouted looks and things like that.
Greg, what does it mean to you that this team is being picked by many to go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl?
Doesn't mean anything. If we can't do the little things, if we can't take it one week at a time and win week in and week out and steadily improve, then it means nothing. It's all talk, and we're not in it for the talk. We're in it to actually get it done, and our focus is Philly. And it's going to be a great challenge, hostile environment, great ball club, great defense. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
So do you sense this team can block out all that hype and all those expectations?
Definitely. I mean, we're a young team, but at the same time, we're a young team with a lot of experience. And I think that over the last few years, we've been in situations where that we've definitely learned from those. And you can take the good with the bad. And we've had a lot of great experiences, a lot of negative experiences. And we can learn from both of them. And we're definitely not a team that's overconfident. We're a team that understands that it's a 16, 17-week season, and you got to take it one game at a time.
Are you aware of Philly that makes it such a difficult place to play compared to Minnesota?
Isn't it about Philly that makes it a difficult place? Number one, they're fans. Their fans are, they're ornery. They are on you from the moment you come through that tunnel, and then, you know, that anytime you're playing away, obviously the home team is playing downhill mentality. They have the advantage because they have that 12th man, and you got to come out and kind of punch them in the mouth before they actually hit you. So that's our mindset.
Greg, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, how much do you guys as an offense appreciate the way he kind of handles whatever's thrown at him? I mean, year one, he's replacing Favre. Year two, he gets sacked too much. And now a lot of people are talking about him as an MVP and a guy that could take the next step and be thought of in the Tom Brady, other guys conversation.
Well,
how do you see him handling that kind of stuff?
Well, he handles it all great. Number one, you got to be able in this league, you got to be able to handle adversity. And he's shown that he can handle adverse situations. Number two, you got to be able to handle success, and he's shown that he can handle success. So we're not worried about Aaron handling any situation that's thrown at him.
Have you seen him change and evolve since he first took over as starter? Is he a different guy in any way?
Yeah, man, he's got the big head now because you guys just talk about Aaron all the time, trying to blow him up, put him on this huge. No, he hasn't changed one bit. If anything, he's changed for the better. Being a greater leader and being a positive guy on this offense, the guy that we need to take control and be at the helm.